Very excited to chat with my next guest, Grant DePorter. It's been too long since we had a chance to hang out. Of course, head honcho over there at Harry Carey's restaurant. Grant, how are you doing?
Hey, John, how are you?
Good. First of all, I got to ask, what do you think Harry would have thought about the Field of Dreams game?
He would love it. I mean, MLB kind of leaked it that they're going to do something very special for him during the seventh inning stretch today. Something unprecedented.
Ooh. So. Wait, did they tell you what it is? You don't have to tell us, but do you know what's coming?
Yeah, I signed some things where I can't tell you. Otherwise, I lose my house.
Oh, gosh, boy. That's pretty direct, pretty specific. Okay. Well, we won't get you in any trouble. We'll just make sure we get you off the air before the seventh inning stretch, so the game pretty early. I do want to talk about the restaurant in just a moment, but let's talk about Green Tie Ball, because you're celebrating 30 years. It's a huge event. It's still a month away, but it's going to come fast. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I mean, my dad founded Chicago Gateway Green. We're the ones that green and beautify the city of Chicago. We green the Chicago's expressways and neighborhoods through, you know, landscape enhancement, litter removal and graffiti removal and installation of public art. We planted thousands of trees and bushes and picked up like 1 to 2 million pounds of litter over the last 36 years.
Whoa.
And then my dad founded the Green Tie Ball 30 years ago. He wanted to get young people involved with, you know, helping the mission. And it became like the biggest and best event of its kind in the city for so long. This is our 30th year. My wife, Joanna, is chairing it with her good friend, Meg Satterley. And we're doing it at our Chicago Sports Museum at Water Tower Place. And the theme is tuxedos and with tennis shoes, you know, so kind of embracing the sports theme of the venue. It's going to be crazy. I mean, it's great food, open bar. We're also embracing, we're honoring all the women in sports broadcasting in Chicago. You know, Harry was the first one to have a partner that was a woman in MLB. She was
The
first female broadcaster when he was with the White Sox. Her name was Mary Shane. So in 1977, she became the first baseball broadcaster. But we have all the female sports broadcasters from each station and TV station in the city as our honorary hosts.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, and then we have Dr. Bombay as our band, like 5 or 7 DJs. And it's a great, it's you know, for $150 is the regular ticket price, or VIP $250. I guarantee you, you'll get way more than $150 in value based on the food, beverage, and all the other bells and whistles will be at the party.
That's amazing. And just so to know, get your tickets now, gatewaygreen.org. Can you get them right now? Are they already open?
Yes, they're open, and the event is September 17th.
Okay. That's good to know. So, and if you don't wait till you get them at the door, because you save $50 if you get them in advance, Gateway Green.
Or we might sell out beforehand.
True.
I mean, we used to do it years ago at Finkel's Field, and we had like 3,500 people showing up. Our venue, you know, cannot hold that many. So, it's definitely the party of the year. I don't know of any other charity event that has the longevity and just kind of like becomes the party of the year. I think more people have met each other and gotten married at our party than any other party of the year.
So
also more divorces, too, but it's a little of everything.
So all you single people out there, there you go. I'm just kind of blown away by Gateway Greens, kind of your stats. You mentioned the 1.5 pounds, a million pounds, excuse me, of litter over the years. 5,000 trees you've planted, 90,000 shrubs, 150,000 perennials. And I know everyone knows what we're talking about. Maybe they don't know the name of it, but if they see the leaf along the Kennedy or some of the expressways, that wasn't done by the city. That was done by Gateway Green. And it makes our approach, like visitors coming into the city, they take the Kennedy, right? You take it on in from the airport, and it looks more attractive because of the work that you guys have done.
Well, yeah, we try. I mean, it's like we've been doing it for 36 years, all the expressways in Chicago. And my dad, he ran all the Hyatt hotels in the Midwest, and he would hear from his visitors their impressions of the city. And when he started it, there was nothing green on the expressway.
Right.
It was all mud, litter, graffiti. And then stop. Although, you know, now you're seeing graffiti pop back up, which is driving me nuts. And hopefully we can get a handle on that. During COVID, it just seems like there are no rules in the world. Right. So, we're busy painting over graffiti. These graffiti guys come back the next day and graffiti again and write notes, hey, you should thank us for giving you overtime. So it's a constant battle trying to do that. But yeah. we met with the mayor and the governor's team, and everyone's trying to just get us looking our best. The mayor wants to tell everyone Chicago's back open for business now.
For sure. Hey, before I let you go, we've got a couple more minutes. How is running a restaurant, bar, great operation been downtown? Are we seeing a rebound here, or is it still difficult?
Now, well, lunchtime, because the office buildings are still mostly empty, is a little different, but dinner and parties and banquets has been really, really strong. So all our restaurants are open. We have seven, restaurants. And they came back big. Like, if you didn't have a party during COVID, like, they all booked for this year and the next year.
Right.
So it's our business really just took way off this year.
That's
so
great.
It's doing great.
How about inflationary costs? I mean, we're a business show. We talk about it. I imagine you guys are dealing with that as well.
Yeah, so you have inflation, you have staffing shortages, which also leads to other inflation, and you have supply chain problems. So, right, there's, from the business perspective, there's a lot of that going on. And it really, we ended up upgrading our technology during COVID, some program called Compete that really analyzes everything nonstop, because you really have to, technology has to be your friend during this kind of time, because otherwise you could have a lot of problems managing your costs.
Yeah, for sure. And we've heard from other restaurateurs and brewers that, you know, they have had to raise prices just like everywhere else, but that for the most part, customers get it. They're seeing it everywhere else too.
Yeah, I mean, we did not raise them that much compared to some other things I've seen, but it's all working. We're doing fine, and we have a lot of loyal customers, and our staff mostly came back.
Great.
Yeah, just because we've had people with us we've been around since 35 years now.
Wow.
And we have employees that were there 35 years ago.
That's a good sign. Grant DePorter, it's always great to chat with you again. The event, the Green Tie Ball, not till September 17th, but that's going to come up fast. It is a party, trust me. And the venue is over at the Sports Museum, which is at 835 North Michigan Avenue. You can go to gatewaygreen.org to buy tickets. Grant, we'll talk soon, okay?
Well, thanks for everything, John.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon, and I look forward to the seventh inning stretch. All right, let's take a break, then we'll wrap things up next year on Your Money Matters.